ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana lillahi rabbil alameen. Dear respected listeners to IRIB Radio, assalamu alaikum. It's my pleasure to be with you again with the program Bridge, speaking and contemplating on the ninth dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah. These du'as of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, as we mentioned before, are indeed a good life lessons, a textual life coaching structure that we can definitely structure and engineer our lives in a way that we walk on the path of pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, in the continuation, he says, وَإِذَا هَمَمْنَا بِهَمَّيْنِ يُرْضِيكَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَنَّا وَيُسْخِطُكَ الْآخَرُ عَلَيْنَا فَمِلْ بِنَا إِلَى مَا يُرْضِيكَ أَنَّا. The translation of this part is this: when we set out after two concerns, two states of making decisions, one of which makes thee pleased. One of them is pleasing you, or makes you to be pleased with us. And the other of which displeases thee. The other one makes you angry. Sakhat means the angriness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, him being displeased with us. فَمِلْ بِنَا إِلَى مَا يُرْضِيكَ عَنَّا. And therefore, incline us to or towards that which makes thee pleased. This is very important, that we need to talk about how or what system should we use in order to make decisions in life. Let's take a quick break and come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
You're back again. Alhamdulillah, we are so blessed to be sitting under the class, under the member of listening to the teachings of our beloved Imam Zainul Abidin, lessons taught to us in the language of supplication. Imam says, making decision in life is very important. Most of the times when we are stranded between two decisions, or possibly more than two decisions, what we are concerned with is most of the times our personal pleasures, or at most, what other or how others judge us. So for example, I'm about to buy a car. What do I do? I do research on the technical side of that car. And then I see if I like the car or not. And then I look at it from this perspective, that how people will judge me if I drive this certain car. Sometimes in our life equations, there is no way or no part for the pleasure of Allah. We never ask ourselves, which of these cars that if I drive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with me. Sheikh, is that something serious? Should we consider pleasure of Allah or satisfaction of Allah when it comes to doing ordinary things like purchasing a car? Of course it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's satisfaction is applicable to every dimension of life, taken from purchasing a commodity, buying a car, buying a house, marriage, choosing a program to do or the degree that you want to get, the job or career that you want to do, the occupation that you want to spend the rest of your life on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure should become the center of our decisions. They asked one of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam that define to us what is remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, remembering him, dhikrullah, is nothing but remembering him in the state of obedience or remembering him in the state of sinning or disobedience. So, dhikruhu inda ta'a wa dhikruhu inda al-ma'asiyah. And then in here, Imam says, famil bina ila ma yurdiyaka anna. Incline us. Change that root of decision making in us so that we love what you love. We hate what you hate. Let's take a break and come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Alhamdulillah, we're back with Bridge program. And we were saying that making decisions in life should be based on considering what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to Imam of our time, which is the Wali of Allah on the face of the earth. He's the guardian. He is the Wali. He's our master. He is our leader. What is pleasing him is pleasing Allah. And whatever he's displeased with, it signifies or proves that is something that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased with. So the Imam in here is saying, وَإِذَا حَمَمْنَا بَحَمَّيْنَ يُرْضِيكَ أَحَدُهُمَا. If I'm in this state that I make, there are two decisions in front of me. بَحَمَّيْنَ يُرْضِيكَ أَحَدُهُمَا. I know that one of these decisions will please you. I know that from the depth of my heart. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَسِيرًا. Most of the time, us human beings, we know it. It's all about actions. Most of the times we know it. And that's where we are going to be held responsible. It's when we know, yet we do not act upon what we already know. If you do not know something and you are ignorant about something and you do not act upon it, of course you're going to be much less responsible comparing it to the time that you know something. You know the solution, you just do not apply it. You know the treatment, you do not go follow and implement it. You know the way to do things, you just go around it. Imam says, if I'm in this state that I know one decision is pleasing you, and the other decision is displeasing you, give me strength. Incline me. Give me love. Make that decision that is pleasing you becoming my favorite decision, so that my heart gets purified of my personal preferences, my worldly preferences, and it only focuses on what is it that you prefer, on what is it that pleases you. This is super duper important, and this is something that we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change that root of inclination, that root of decision making, that which we call it love. If we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, truly one of the signs is that every decision that we make, the very first question is this: if I'm going to get married to that certain person, if I'm going to do that certain program in my educational journey, if there is that certain decision that I make, the very first question that I ask myself and use my intellect and guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased with this or not? Oh Allah, keep us in the path of your pleasure and satisfaction, and do not let us be amongst those who displease you. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را، هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را، یا سجاد.